Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to
you. Hallelujah. Father, we are grateful for another opportunity to be here. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, tonight, I want us to we are here because we want to enjoy the presence of the Lord. Amen? Amen. And it's very important that we enjoy the presence of the Lord. So I'm just, you know, sharing a little about the presence of the Lord. Now, the Holy Spirit has three ways of relating with us. The different ways of relating with us cause different things to happen. So, you can marry somebody, but not be the person's friend. And you can marry somebody and not work with the person, let's say in the same office. And you can marry somebody and not even eat the person's food, because somebody else will provide the food. Yeah, like a chef or a maid or a child. You can marry somebody and not have a child with the person. You can marry somebody and not have sex with the person. But you can marry somebody and have all these relationships. You can have sex. The person can cook for you. The person can be a friend. The person can work with you. Person can do business with you. What else? Person can have a child. Person can be a friend. You may marry somebody who doesn't talk with you much about anything. There's a lot of marriages like that. All right. Now, when it comes to the Holy Spirit can be relate with you in different ways. Every time the Holy Spirit withdraws from one of those relationships, you are a little weaker. So, when the Holy Spirit, like for instance, if you are married, And you're also friends. So you have a friendship and you also have a marriage. It's a little stronger than if you are married but you are not friends. Like maybe you met in church and were introduced and said, "This is a good brother, this is a good sister. So I saw you on, I hear you are a member of our branch here. And when I heard about you, I said, wow, why not?" You get it? Yeah. Or a person could be a friend, like a long-standing friend. You can also marry somebody and you went to school with the person. So you know the person as a classmate or a friend. We have all kind of different things. Now, each time you add another way of relating, it makes the bond stronger. Because the different lines of relationship exist. So, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, you can relate with the Holy Spirit in different ways, but sometimes you can relate with the Holy Spirit, but he's not relating in a particular way, but he's relating in another way. Or sometimes you can have three good relationships with the Holy Spirit, and then one of them changes. So the Holy Spirit can change his relationship with you. All right? And when he does, your relationship with God gets weaker. So you could also marry and be friends. Be lovers. Be business partners. Be classmates. Be church mates, like you all in the same church. Choir mates. Dancing star mates. A whole lot of mates. But with time, you could become no more friends. You are married, but you are not friends. Or you are married, you are not close. A lot of couples are not close. They are couples. Or as somebody said, they are a couples. Are you still around? Yeah. So now, I hope you're understanding. So, when one of the relationship changes, then the whole thing changes. So now, the Holy Spirit, three relationships that he has with us. The Spirit upon us, the Spirit with us, and the Spirit in us. All right? And if you read John 14, verse 16, he said, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Verse 17, "Even the Spirit of the truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him," okay, "for he dwelleth with you." And then in the future, he shall be in you. So, he's with you, but he's going to even go further and be in you. Are you with me? Yeah. Now, apart from being with you or in you, he can be on you or upon you. So in Luke 4:18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Amen. Because he has anointed. Now, these three different ways of relating with us have developed names with time. So what people normally call the Holy Spirit in you is what we usually call the Holy Spirit baptism. You be filled with the Spirit. Do you see? He shall be in you. Then what people usually call the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me is what we usually call in the church. You know, these are terms we've developed. We call that anointing. Do you see? And then what we, when people say God is with us or the Spirit is with you, he is with you and shall be in you. The with you is what we usually call the presence of God. Are you with me? Yeah. So, you find all these wonderful different relationships. So, you have people having the Holy Spirit baptism. You know? But they don't have the presence of God with them. Amazing. I mean, you don't have to stay in church for long to meet somebody who speaks in tongues, whom has not got the presence of God with the person. I mean, even a young Christian can tell that there's no presence of God with certain people. And also, you have people that are anointed or have the Spirit of the Lord upon them, but God is not with them. You understand? Yes. Now, don't let it be so strange, sounding so strange to you, because I mean, that's also not so difficult to see. There's a lot of us men of God who are men of God, all right, have a gift of God, have been operating in the gift of God, but there's no presence of God with the person. But it doesn't mean the person hasn't got the Holy Spirit baptism or that relationship is not there. It doesn't mean this person is not anointed and have a gift. He said he will never take the gift away, the gift and calling of God without repentance, Romans 11:29. Then it doesn't mean, but his presence, if you've been around for some time, you can notice there seems to be the presence of God. Now I said, what is the presence of God? Wow, you just have to stay around and you find it. The presence of God. Like right now, there's a presence of God here. Yeah. So, in terms of relating with different people, all right, in terms of relating with different people or relating with your spouse, if you like, you know, there can be 7 relationships you have. And some can be knocked off. Some are just related with just a ring. And it's apart from the ring, and it's finished. There's nothing, no other relationship, or just a paper. They sleep in different rooms, sometimes different houses. Or if the bed is big enough, different North Pole and South Pole of the bed. They are not friends. They don't do business together. They don't go to the same church. Or if they go to the same church, they just have different whatever. A lot of different ways. So what happens is that when each relationship is cancelled or modified, the link is definitely weaker. So that is why all through the Bible, you have people who know God praying some of the strangest prayers. Like David. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. You wonder what he's asking. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Or you have somebody like Saul, who was, I mean, he died in a witch's house. I mean, that's quite advanced in terms of going away from God. Or you don't think so? I mean, he killed all the pastors of Nob. But David said he was anointed. David said, don't touch his anointed. This man is anointed. Don't touch him. And that's why Jesus didn't do anything to Judas. Because Judas was also anointed. Yes. He was anointed. He left him. He didn't curse him. Because Jesus had breathed on them. He had anointed them and sent them out. But he was Judas. Anointed. Or, another confusing one. You see, that the confusing things I'm telling you can only be understood if you understand that there are different lines of relationship with the Holy Spirit. And some can go off. Or like Samson, who was in Delilah's, Delilah's house. And then he got up and said, I'm going to shake myself as before. But he wist not that the spirit was gone. All right? He wist not that the Lord was departed. But the Lord was departed. But later on, he became strong, supernaturally strong again. And the gift was working again. So it looks like, and he prayed, you know, he prayed in those, and at that time, he said, Lord, please help me, you know, let me just die. You know, and I mean, to break a house, one man, you know, I mean, let's be serious, it's a bit of a supernatural power, one person to break a whole church down. I mean, everybody's in the church, and you are breaking the house in such a way that you kill more people when, on the day you die than the thousands you've killed. Ah. It must be a very big building with a very supernatural strength. Yeah. So, when the Spirit changes his relationship with you, or cuts one of the relationships. Now, some of them, he doesn't change them ever. Like speaking in tongues. It will be there. The anointing on your life to do the work of God is also something that is there. You see that it can be worked up. And you find that people who God has anointed for years and years after they've departed from the Lord, they still are anointed and they have gifts. That's why wild and wicked people have gifts. Because God doesn't take the gift. Let's say I give you my handbag. I said, this is my gift to you. And you become my enemy. You are in another house somewhere. You have my handbag. I gave you my handbag and look at what you are doing. So it's like you have become some way, but you have the gift that I gave you. Do you see? You take people like, well, I don't know, those of you who know singers. Think of some of the singers. Where do you think they got the gift from? They are church singers. Or you don't know any church singers who become like who? Beyonce was a church singer. Snoop Dogg. What is that? What is Snoop Dogg? Whitney Houston. Snoop Dogg is a singer. Your SU leader, her name was what? Kaki. She used to sing worship. She's a star now, a worldly star. Kaki. That was Joshua's worship leader in SU. In Achimota School? Achimota School SU leader, worship leader. And that is why you can see that when Ida sings some of the songs, you can see that it looks as if it's originally a Christian gospel song. That's why when you hear the worldly one, you sometimes feel that they didn't sing it well. Or you even get the feeling that they are spoiling the song. They are spoiling Ida's song. True. And they have the gift, perhaps, that God gave them. Andre Crouch is one of the people who never used the gift for something else. Yeah. He used his gift, the gift of singing. You know, it's a gift. Amen. Yesterday I was trying to sing a song in my house. You get it? I was all alone. And I was singing a song. I tell you. That's where I saw that. Look, the thing is a gift. I tried and tried and tried and tried. I couldn't sing the song. And I decided to come and see Ida that she should learn that song for me. Because I like the song. Yeah. I just couldn't sing it. So I tried going high, low, high, low. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it is important to want all the three. Yes. All the three. Because without one of them, you are... Let's take, what do you call it? Sorry to use the wrong expression, but for lack of what to say, okay? Let's take Orthodox Christians and Pentecostal. The difference is speaking in tongues. It's not that Pentecostals, we are good. But there's a difference. And the difference is only speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit in you. That's the only difference. I mean, when somebody doesn't speak in tongues and doesn't have the Holy Spirit, in as much as you are still a Christian and you are going to heaven, there's a difference. Most of the advancement of the church has come from people who speak in tongues. That's the difference. I mean, you may not know the effect, but there's a certain weakening of the church when one of the relationships changes. Yeah. It's just speaking in tongues has changed the church so much. You get it? Yeah. Almost all the advances in the church world in the last 100 years have come from people who speak in tongues, believe in the Holy Spirit in that way. Yeah. But mind you, people who didn't speak in tongues, they are also very, and don't, very much also having the Holy Spirit. Like one of my fathers, Uncle James, he didn't speak in tongues. Oh yes, he didn't speak in tongues. He just has God. He said the Holy Spirit is in him. We didn't speak in tongues. He taught me so many things. Very strong believer. Yeah. Look, the missionaries who came to Ghana, do you think they spoke in tongues? Some of them planted churches in Keta, where the sea comes in. There are churches there that have been destroyed by the sea. Now, that area is where more of the juju and agbala is based. Yes? Nogopo, Keta, Denu, Kleko. Not Piki, no, this side. By the sea, those people. Agbozume. Yes.
Our houses.
Yes. That is where they have specialists in this. But interestingly, that is where people without tongues came to plant their churches. People who didn't, and they couldn't kill them. They couldn't kill them. They were able to stay and build churches. That is why today, amongst Ewes, those in the south look down on those on the north. Because the Christianity came to those at that side. Keta, Agbozume, Denu, Kleko, Nogopo, that line, Sogakope, down. And those people are the big names in Ghana. Ewe names. Zomelo, Apalu, Tamaklo, Chikata, Segbefia, Okujeto, it's all that side. They see themselves are more enlightened, and you see them in society, you hear those names, more of those names. It's because the missionaries came there and they feel more enlightened. Yeah. The big names in Ghana. Ewe names. No, those from the north side, I mean, KJB, and you hear the Asamoah and Mensa, and I mean, Sachs names. Yeah. Don't call this. They're all Ewe, but you see, the real, those who see themselves as, I mean, the real ones, is from there. Yeah. Are you still around or you are leaving? Am I right or wrong? But the point I'm making is that they couldn't kill missionaries 150 years ago who came without tongues from Switzerland and from Germany. They couldn't kill them. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit was with them. But there's something more powerful when another relationship comes to add. And that is the Spirit in you in a certain way. Yes. He is with you and shall be in you. Are you still around? Yeah. Now, in the Old Testament, they had mostly God with us. That was the big one that he had. So almost of all the things in the Old Testament is that the Lord was with us. The Lord thy God, Zephaniah, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Zephaniah 3:17. Yes. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. That's the Lord God in the midst of thee. Beautiful. Are you still around?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, John 14:21. Now, he that has my commandments, this is the master key to the presence of God. He that has my commandments, amen? Okay, I'll do it. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, all right? He it is that loveth me, all right? And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Amen. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Okay? And then my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our abode with him. So we will come and stay with him. That's the presence. So usually, the presence of God is found around people that obey God. Look at verse 23 again. If a man love me, are you there? He will do what? He will keep my commandments, keep my words, and then my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. Now, obeying God is the master key to having God with you. If you remember in Genesis 39, Joseph, the Bible says, and the Lord was with him and made everything that he did to prosper. This is the presence of God that made Joseph prosper. The Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand because God was with him. So it's important to seek for the presence of God, because when the presence of God is with you, you enjoy many wonderful blessings. Amen? Now, the presence of God is going to appear in your life. Amen. Do you believe that? And when you have the presence of God in your life, God is going to do great things. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 2. Verse 10. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. So when the Holy Spirit is in the midst of you, you begin to rejoice. Beautiful. Verse 11. The Bible is full of magical scriptures. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day. You see, when God's presence is there, many people come and join themselves to the Lord in that day. And shall be my people. Many people come to God when God is present. Because people want God. People don't want anybody. We are all looking for God. Is it not true? Yeah. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto thee. Verse 12. Beautiful. And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. All right? And verse 13. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord. So sometimes when the presence of the Lord is there, silence is all that we have. Silent. Be silent, all flesh. Flesh, calm down. Sometimes that's why it takes some time when you are praying for your flesh to calm down. It takes a while. It takes time for your flesh to just go out of the picture. Yes. For he's raised up out of his holy habitation. Exodus 25. Exodus 25. Verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly of his heart. You shall take my offering. Notice. And this is the offering. Gold, silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair. You see, there are no meaningless details in the Bible. Ram skin dyed red, badger skins, and shittim wood. Oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. So God wants us to make something that he can come to. An environment that he's comfortable in. Amen. Amen. Verse 9. According to all that I will show you, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of the instruments thereof, so shall you make it. Now, this is one of the mysterious scriptures in the Word of God. There is a pattern that God dwells in. And this pattern must be something we are interested in. Where does God want us to stay? Now, some years ago, I was invited to a certain country, and I was put in a hotel that was really some way. It was in the middle of a rubbish area. And when I got there, I asked a question. You know, I found out later. I said, do you know this man of God? The great man of God that you know also, if I show him to you. And I asked that, when you invited him here, did he stay? He said, no, he didn't stay. He said, when he entered the place, he said, we brought him here. And he entered. He said, I'm not staying here. I'm not staying here. Take me to the best hotel in this town. I cannot stay here. Yeah, he went straight to the car, but he said, no, I cannot stay here. But we stayed there. We stayed there for 1 week. But it was in the middle of the week that I got this information that another man of God had been there. But here, when he came on the first day, he said, no, I cannot stay here. And he left. So he was taken to wherever you pay. And when he started ministering, he told the people that he has had a call from his country. He cannot stay again. And he left. Yes. Because the people were some way. Really some way. Yes. Now, if you want to invite God, it's not going to stay everywhere. Huh? No. It's not going to be everywhere. Even you can't be everywhere. Are there not some places you can't stay? Huh? Yeah. There are a lot of places. Is that Paul? Yeah. There are a lot of places you can't stay. When we put you there, sir, hey, I can't stay here. I can't sleep here. So, God also has places he can't stay. When he comes here, I can't stay here. And that's why he said, make it according to the pattern. There is a clear plan, and God will stay in that place where you arrange according to what he says. So from now, every one of us must be concerned with the things that God is interested in. God, you know, even I don't stay everywhere. I used to stay everywhere, but at a point I stopped staying everywhere. I used to eat everywhere. At the point I stopped eating everywhere. Yes. So, God wants to stay in our midst and bless us. How many want God to stay with us? Now, as for speaking in tongues, it is there. The anointing upon us to do the gift of God, the word of God, it is there. But this part, his presence coming and going, is the part that I believe we really need to work on so that we can enjoy his presence whilst we are here on this earth. Amen. Now, there are a few things that are important to the Lord, and I'm not really going to go into much, but just, you know, one or two things. And I'm going to start with and these are patterns. And by the way, if you look at Hebrews 8, he says in verse 4, if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Verse 5, who serve, listen, unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. You see, there is an example and there's a shadow of heavenly things. So there is an example for us to look at. And he says, for see, he saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to you in the mountain. So God is saying that, look, there is a reason for a lot of things. All right? And you must try hard. Now, one of the things that he had was, did you remember Exodus 25? One of the things was purple. So let's look at purple. Why? If you want to experience the presence of God, you need purple. Yes. So you must look for purple. Is it not there? One of the things he said you should use to make my house. Purple. Beautiful. In Exodus 27, he said in verse 16, the gate of the court shall be a hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple. Very specific. In Exodus 26 and verse 36, he said, thou shalt make a hanging for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet. I mean, these are not colors I would choose personally. Blue and purple, they don't really go. And red, scarlet. Huh? Now God says that that's the color combination that he wants. It's on the wall, purple, yeah. So that's purple and that's scarlet behind it. And I don't know if you put blue there. The lights are blue. Where is blue? Ah, blue, yeah. Blue, purple, red. Wow. Wow. Blue and purple on the wall. Amazing. And scarlet. Oh, that place is scarlet. So you see, he never knew that it was designed according to the pattern of the tabernacle. Yes. The Spirit was already guiding me. Shande kabaya balaba. Now, it's going to surprise you a bit. Luke 16, there was a certain rich man. Clothed in purple. Yes. And fine linen. And fed sumptuously every day. Ladies and gentlemen, purple. You may not want to hear that, but it speaks of riches. Yes. You see, in the house of God and the presence of God doesn't go well with poverty. Yes. You see, poverty, it's actually a bad thing. Yes. When you are poor and they ask you to give your life to Christ, you may just lift your hand, but really you are saying that I'm angry, but not that you want to give your life to Jesus. Yeah. So the Bible says there was a certain rich man clothed in purple. You see, purple is the symbol of riches. Now, most ministries that have, again, it's not only purple. If you want to go back to Exodus 25, verse 4, blue, we come to blue. Blue is about the sky and God. Yes, and I'm standing on the blue. But it's not only purple. There's purple, there's blue, there's scarlet, there's fine linen, which is actually white. Yes, and there's goat's hair. Speaks of the prophetic experience. Yes. Now, where the presence of the Lord is, one of not all the colors, it didn't say, and there'll be purple and 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 purple. No. You can imagine what the scarlet will be standing for when we get to scarlet and when we get to white. But for purple, let us even just stay on the purple a bit. Riches. Poverty creates a negative atmosphere. Yes, very negative. And in an atmosphere, you see, if I'm standing here preaching out of my need for you to give me money, the environment has even changed me. Yes. Exactly. If you notice, this land here, I don't want to mention how many hundreds of thousands of US dollars is this place. You'd be amazed. Yes? But you see, like, there's nothing really that I need from you. You see, it allows the presence of God. Because there's enough money to do what has to be done. Yes, enough people. There's going to be enough people in your life. Enough people. Yes. But not all is purple. Not that everything is purple. But there's purple. There is purple. There are riches. And in the house of God, one of the things that encourages the presence of God is the purple. Yes. And the riches. Yes. You may not want to deal with it, but it's real. It's there. What is the purple standing for? Riches. Yes. You see, if you take most of us African ministers, when we say we are going on outreach, it's to America. Yes, we are going on outreach to America. Yes. Outreach in America to a very small church. Yes. Oh, we are going on outreach to Germany. When Mali is behind us here, we haven't gone for outreach in Mali or Togo. And you see what they are doing in Togo? It is they want to change the government, and if you don't take care, Togo will become like the up there. Yeah. But Christians, you know, we don't have... Is it like how I can come here to First Love Church? Whether it's Kodesh or it's what, I don't know. I'm able to be here. Yeah. So the absence of the purple changes something that even drives away the presence of God. That is why every crusade we go to, we are so strange. Why have you come here? What do you want from here? But you see, Reinhard Bonnke is not after anybody's anything. No. For years, he's not after anything. He doesn't need anybody's anything. That's why he has gone far. I tell you, you know, I have videos of his crusades in very remote towns in Nigeria that you've never heard about. You see him standing there. There's no any wild, any place famous. No, he's there for 5 days. Yeah. And he can stay anywhere. But there is enough riches or enough people that contributes to you be able to live in the presence of God and conduct your life in the presence of God. Yeah. The absence of which would change everything. Yeah. And it has changed everything. Our poverty-ridden pastors. People can even divorce their wives to marry somebody from another country so that they can go to that country. You see it. Men of God. See this divorce. I'm marrying this one. He's got a passport. I'm off. Straight. You want me to show you pictures? I can show you pictures. So, there's a lot about riches. There's some amount of riches. Yeah. So, riches... It's the church even being beautiful. Yes. It church without a toilet, I mean, it's not the best. That's why we are fighting that spirit. Yeah. Urgently. And that thing is going out of your life. Now I'll tell you something. If you had all the money that you ever need, what would you do with your life? Have you ever asked yourself that question? If you had all that you ever need, what would you actually do now? Say, there is nothing to work for. Have you thought about it? What will you do? Yeah. There are people who may even say, hey, you know what? I don't need anything again in this world. I just want to serve the Lord. Because there are some people who are not serving the Lord because they are trying to get something. They need to have things. Yes. The reality. I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. And if you had everything, what would you do? So, there must be, and there is going to be, purple. And that purple allows the presence of God. Yes. If there was not enough purple, you see me, today I'm going here. When I go here, I preach, they will give me something. When I go here, they preach me. There's very little you can give me that would want me to go away from here. Songs of Solomon chapter 3. King Solomon made himself, verse 10, a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. You see, for love to work, there was some small pebble somewhere. Verse 11. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion. And behold, King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Now, King Solomon made a chariot and covered the chariot with purple so that when he puts the one that he loved out of the thousand, she herself will lift up her legs and say, Charlie, this one dear, is comfortable. You see, there is some type of love that cannot flow unless there is some amount of purple. Some small purple to... Brothers who are very stingy. Like you, the person is in a relationship with you, and the person can feel that you are a man of savings. Like you really save money. You know? Let me just say something to brothers. You know, if you want to marry a woman, you must be ready to use purple. Look at Solomon. Don't bring your savings and your prepare type of amen, savings, and armstrong rigidity. It cannot make love flow. Yes. It cannot make love flow. Do not relate with a girl. If you want to marry a girl, prepare yourself to cover the chariot. Shh. Quiet. With purpose. Even God, in all his callings, all the people that he called, there was always purpose. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. There is nobody who served God and wasn't like some riches and... everyone. Oh, that is why Jews don't have a problem with becoming rich. There's no problem at all. If you are a Jew, it's like money is like, Charlie, our fathers were rich and we will be rich. Yes. There's no question at all. There's a certain presence and relaxation in the presence when there's purple. Yes. It's true. If we were in the Commonwealth Hall or something, we have to leave there. It will not be the same as with a purple. We'll be checking our time, but we are here. Yes. Some of you, if you had cars, you will be more relaxed in the presence of God. It's that when you finish, you just press the remote, prayer on, and you are cruising. But now you have to wait for a bus, a truck, some coming. Receive abundance in the name of Jesus. You know, I find myself able to wait on God more in certain places. I can't lie to you. Yeah. Certain places, when I go, I find myself, I have to protect myself from the environment as the main work that I'm doing there. Yes. The environment is fighting the presence of God. Yes. And some of you, the reason why you don't pray because you don't have a place that is a good environment for you. So you never go there. I have places that I go to. The environment is a certain way and it allows me to stay for long enough. Yeah. All my life, I've always had places. Go here, go here. In my own house. You know, one day, I had a place that I used to pray. Then, wall geckos invaded the place. You know, a wall gecko is like a translucent lizard. It's like, it's translucent. Do you understand translucent? Like you can see through. It's like some jelly-like type of lizard. Now, every time I came to the place, I'll start to hunt it. And I realized I was using my prayer time as a hunter. Because I wasn't restful in that place. Then one day, I was about to sit on my chair. And something said, lift the cushion before you sit on it and see what... See, when I lifted, there were 5 of them under the cushion. Look, it was a signal for me that, no, this place is not a good place. So I had no rest. Could not relax. There are some places, the lack of purple, the place is hot. When you pray, you are sweating. You are hot. can you stay there for a long time? You, before you realize shabalabala, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Charlie, see you later. Amen. It's finished. Lack of people. Yeah. It has cost you the presence of God. Yes. And that's why there must be air conditioning here. The type that you tell your friend, come and experience winter. You see it practically in Jesus' name. Fantastic. Mark 15. Verse 14. Then Pilate said unto them, why? What evil has he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, crucify him. Verse 15. So Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus. And when he had scourged him, to be crucified. Verse 16. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple. Yes, they clothed Jesus with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews. Now, the reason why they put the purple on Jesus was because the whole thing was about, is he a king or is he royalty. And he was. So prophetically, they put that purple on him. Now, wherever God's presence is, the need for the royalty, the need for riches and royalty, very important. It actually even allows you to rest. Like, oh, this is a nice place. Oh, this is, it's good for us to be here. And a good feeling. As against a feeling of a rubbish dump. Or a feeling of Ebola. Or a feeling of something negative. It's very much part of even the presence of certain human beings. Or even human beings. Yes. You know, one day I went to a hotel in Jerusalem called the King David Hotel. Yes. You'll be there. King David. All my prophecies will come true. I said you'll be there. Now, when I went to that hotel, I understood why it was such a famous hotel. Because it's a famous hotel. It's not only just a nice place, but it's like a famous hotel. Because a lot of negotiations and meetings have taken place there. Interviews, meetings for the negotiations on Israel. A lot of things with King David Hotel. It's a famous place. But when you go there, you can understand why the kings, the presidents, and a certain type of person will come. So, for God's presence, you see, when you go to certain churches, you see the environment there. It affects a lot of things. It does. Yes. Even this, our first love thing over here, it has a certain feeling that brings a feeling here that was not here before it was here. It's beautiful. Purple. Royalty. Riches. Definitely. Definitely. There must be some Mercedes Benzes on the carpet. There must be. There must be. I don't know whether I should go and bring one to just color the car park with it. He can only have Hyundais or Mazdas. No, 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 no. Mahindra. We cannot have that only. We need some other cars, some signs of royal purple cars, purple colored cars. Yes. Do you believe in the message I'm preaching? Yes.
Yes.
It affects the presence of God. And that's why I said, for where you are making for me to come, I need purple. Yes, I need purple. There must be purple. It's very important. And he said, make sure you do exactly what I say. Purple. Your house will have nice purple feelings. Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. Beautiful. Are you still there? This is the virtuous woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? Verse 10. Like, who can find a woman who can keep a man? Yes? Oh, you see, a man is like a boy. A boy has a short attention span. You can give him a toy car, he will run with it. After some time, he will leave it and go to look for a toy aeroplane. That's how men are. We are boys. You play with a small car. I'm going to look for a toy aeroplane. And keep on moving. So, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Beautiful. Verse 11. The heart of a husband. That's it. Not his eyes, his heart. His eyes are roaming, but the heart is repaired. That's what the eyes are roaming all over the place, but the heart is there. Verse 12. She will do him good. You see, all these are, you know, in our song, virtuous woman is all there. She'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. It's all part of the verse 13, she seeks wool, she works willingly, because, I mean, a willing lady and an unwilling lady, all of them may serve you with rice, but unwilling rice and willing rice are two different types of rice. One is plastic rice and one is real rice. Verse 14. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. But when you don't marry a virtuous woman, you have to eat yokagari every day. Because that's what's available. You get it? That's what's around. She does not bring you food from afar. This is what we have here. But when you are married to a virtuous woman, you'll be in Ghana, you are eating food from Indonesia. You'll be in Ghana, you are eating food from England. You'll be in South Africa, you are eating food from China. Receive it in Jesus. All right. Now listen. She riseth also whilst it is yet night. And giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. I have so many things to say about this, but I'll make no comment at this time. Because if I go into that, but I'll just say one thing. Go back. She riseth whilst it is yet night. Some people, I tell you, they sleep. The sun has to shine before they can wake out of the dead. It's like they are dead bodies. Hey! Anyway, verse 16. She considereth a field and buyeth it. So this one I say that she's like also into the business relationship with the husband. Verse 17. She gathereth her loins with strength. That she's good at sex. Because it's your loins that you use. She gets her loins with strength. There's strength in her loins. She's not a dead body, she's strong. Give your neighbor a bump. She gets her loins with strength. Verse 18. Beautiful. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth out not by night. She works in the night. She prepares. Yes. Verse 19. Amazing. I didn't write the Bible. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She's the worker. Pray that you marry an industrious. Not just somebody who do hair. I'm doing my hair. I'm doing my eyes. I'm doing my face. I'm buying things to change. Verse 20. She stretches her hand out to the poor. She's kind. Yeah, kind. You better marry a kind person. Receive a kind. And ladies, receive kindness. Verse 22. She's not afraid for the snow. All her household are clothed with scarlet. Verse 22. Now, she... You see, look at verse 21. Look at verse 21. Her household are clothed with scarlet. The people in the house, you all of you, wear red.
Red.
But she herself, verse 22, she makes herself coverings of tapestry, and her clothing is silk and purple. Yes, a silk and purple. You see how to attract the presence of the man. Yes. Yes. That's like how you attract the presence of God. You need some amount of purple. Definitely. Yes. Definitely. To create an environment that the presence of God will come into. Just as you create an environment where the man will come. That when he sees you, he sees you are different. All of these are in red. So I want this one in purple. You are unique. Silk and purple. Yeah. Now, you should go to some people to visit some people in the house. You wonder whether you are visiting Bob Marley or his son. Yes. Wild. Smelly. Ugly. Many women are ugliest at home. That's why if they have ugly and pretty, they are ugly at home. Ugliness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you like, I'll take my hand and run through the crowd and remove the hairs from head. One, I'll just be picking them. I'll be picking them. If you don't beg me, I'll do it. If you don't beg me, I'll do it. Okay, I won't do it. I'll do it. Go back. Don't come near the... Yeah. You'll be shocked. Ugliness. You wonder who it is. So, we don't want an ugly church. That's why we always try. We could have left the walls that way. We could have just left it. But it's like there's an effort. You know, if you think about even the cost to put on these lights on all the columns, and the place has a certain feeling. We could do without it. I can turn off everything. You see how the place will change. And you see whether you are even attracted to be there. Everything will change here. Yes. Everything will change. True. And the same thing, God is saying that for my house, or not even my house, but where even I am, my presence, there will be some amount of investment in the place where God will be found. Yes. I have more investment in where I pray than where I receive visitors. Because where I meet with God is more important than where I meet visitors. Yes. Yes. And that's why you see the prayer, 100% prayer gardens, and that whole place. You see that there's an effort to make a place where you can come to wait on God or meet with God, to make it at least not a bush. Yes. So, this is just one of the things that is one of the patterns. When he was told in Exodus 25, verse 9, that make sure you do it in the pattern. Exodus 25. Make sure you, according to the pattern that I show you. Just do. Spend money and some riches on the environment. Yes. Some riches. Yeah. I'll meet you there. God doesn't stay. You cry, you don't stay everywhere. Small you. And small me, I don't stay everywhere. How much more great God? Stand to your feet. Lift your hands. I've already preached longer than I was going to preach. Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us. Now, you know, are you listening? How many want to go somewhere and meet God? How many want to have a place where you meet God every day? You may have to bring in purple. Purple means riches, money, investment, royalty to the environment where God will be met. Yes. It's a very important place. more important than your sitting room where you invite visitors. Father, thank you for your power as you bless every one of us. Send us the purple, the blue, the scarlet, the fine linen. Give us goat's hair. Give us everything that we need for a pattern of your presence. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Just thank God that His presence is with you and with your life. Understand why it's so important to build churches is to create and spend money to have places where we can meet with God. Yeah. And those places must be beautiful and good. So to have church in a classroom, and you can see that money has not been taken the church to create a place. One of the demonic fights I've had is with pastors, my own pastors. When I'm fighting with them that let us build a church, it's as if they are anointed to not build. Yes, to not build. When I say build, even giving them money, say, here's money, build, they will not build. Many are like that. There are many pastors that behave like idiots when it comes to building and investing in the place where the presence of God will be. You can't believe it. I've given pastors money, they will not build because they don't understand. How much even can there be of God's power in a place where it is evident that you cry, you don't have even financial power to do anything as you are standing in your classroom with your lace on your table? You have nothing and you are prophesying great things to people. Think about it. You see that it's like people even look at you and they wonder that you couldn't break through. You couldn't break through. Yes, couldn't break through. How is there presence of God? You prophesying what? We have been here for all these years. We can't move. We can't advance. But look at the place. Soon you see lights all over there. Fighting not for my personal home. For a place where God's presence is. You come here, you say, wow, this is a city. God is here. God is present. God has chosen this place to bless and to meet His people. Many pastors behave like madmen when it comes to building. They are so wicked and lazy. It's unbelievable. You won't believe it. It's incredible. Yeah. I am back on a project. I said, I'm building every village. I drove once through a part of Ghana. I said, I mark all the towns and I call my place. I said, build every town, whether there's even a person there, build one here. Build it. Put a ceiling in the church. Put a light. You are not connected to electricity. with a motor outside that generate. I mean, will you feel the presence of God? Not so likely. Yes. It's like the power of God that brings money has not appeared to you. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, I tell you, you know, there's always has to be some amount of money. That's why, if you look at me, you see that I'm not poor. No. I may not drive expensive things or do as well, but you can sense that I'm not in difficulty. The fact that I'm not hustling you for money, and I'm not asking, there's enough people. Lift your hands. Jesus, thank you for people, beauty. You are using people here to build your house, to make the house of God nicer and nicer, to put money into the house of God, that there may be a presence. Presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. La zobra kalaja mele kaza. Mando kabala bada shale. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Receive in your own personal house. Receive your house first of all. And receive in your house a place to meet God. A place with purple. A place of investment and beauty and glory where you can meet God every day. Father, thank you. You are raising up builders of churches. Builders of tabernacles. People who air-condition churches. People who beautify God's house. And develop the house of God. Thank you, Father, for your blessing upon everyone here. Somebody watching. Somebody listening. The Lord shall use you to make a beautiful house. The Lord shall use you to make the house of God covered with purple. In that house, people who love God shall meet God who loves them. May you be one of the people that is used by the Lord to create a tabernacle and a pattern of beauty, a pattern of wealth, a pattern of royalty, where God may be found and His presence may be found. Father, thank you. Thank you for raising up. Somebody is on a journey. Somebody is on a journey. You're on a journey somewhere. At the end of this journey, God will use you to build His house. When you come to the end of that journey, you will look back and see that you heard the word of the Lord saying, build me a house. Make my house beautiful. Make my house lovely. Make where I dwell beautiful, that I might meet my people there, and that I might find a dwelling place amongst men. May the blanket of the Lord's power, gift and anointing rest upon you. Receive power. acquire the pebble and many things. Oh yes. Oh yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody's receiving money. The money is to be used to beautify the house of God. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here, you are not a Christian. You are not born again. You haven't given your life to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. If you are here like that, lift your right hand. As we close this service, I'm going to pray with you. And your name is going to be written in the book of life. God bless you. Lift it up high. You want to give your life to Jesus? Your hand up like this. Your hand like this. Up, up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me. Come to me. Don't step on the blue. Come this way. Stand here. One more person. Yes. Come this way. You are here. You don't know Jesus as your Savior. If you die, you will go to hell. Pastor, pray with me. If you are here, you need to come now. I'm giving you 1 second. Come. Lift your hand and come. One person. One person. I just want to be sure. Because it's about life and death. It's about life and death. I'm not sure if it's this person. If you are the one, you need your hand should up like that. You should come now. You need to come now. It's about life and death. I don't know. Thank you. Lift your hands. Say this prayer. Father, thank you for today. Please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. Have mercy upon me. I give my life to God. Please forgive me for all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. Wash me with the blood of Jesus today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now lift your two hands. Say after me, oh God, forgive me. Today, I'm entering the presence of God. Cleanse me of my wickedness. From today, I give my life to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. This is my gift to you. Where do you come from? Where are you coming from now? Medina. Here. This is for you. This is for you. Are you the one I was calling? Where are you from? North Kaneshi. Why did you come here? Why did you come here today? Yes, why? You want what? Yeah, the reason you came here is not the right reason for coming to church. You know? Yes. But that is not the original reason why you came. So you have to repent and give your life to God, because you didn't come to church because of church. So you can die suddenly. So be careful. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because I see that you are in a difficulty, in a bad way, in a bad life. Is it not true? Be careful. After we close, come here. You didn't come to church because of church. You came for another reason. Okay. Go back. Go. After, you come here. Sit down. Take out your offering. now give me a basket here. I'm putting it here. And God is going to bless you as you come to the house of the Lord to give your offering. 100 Ghana cedis. 100 pounds. $100. Somebody here wants to give 100 pounds. Pounds. 100 pounds. I need you to come. Not 100 cedis, 100 pounds. 100 pounds. Somebody wants to give 100 pounds. Come and give. $100. Beautiful. You know, all the people I'm calling, you are here. And I'm calling you in the spirit because it's a blessing for you. Yeah. So if you are here, you come. If you don't come, it's up to you. $100. I'm coming to 100 cedis, but I'm talking about 100 pounds and $100. What are you giving? $100. Yeah. I'm looking for 100 pounds. Somebody with 100 pounds. $100 is almost 100 pounds. Come. If you are here. Because I'm calling you in the spirit. Look, if you don't believe in supernatural things about money, don't come to give offerings. It's a waste. Because the church doesn't need. You need the money more than the church needs it. If you look, you can see the church has money. What are you giving, my dear? $100, yes. Jesus, thank you for your blessing. All right. 100. Who is 100 pounds? 100 pounds? Beautiful. All those who give $100 and 100 pounds, come back to me. Come back, come. Let me pray for you. Jesus. Now, when they were going to see the prophet Samuel, they said, "Let us take an offering and give." Because money is supernatural. Even its coming is supernatural and its going is supernatural. If you believe in supernatural things, lift your hands. Jesus, I know that you have answered and done a supernatural work. I thank you. I thank you. What you have never seen amongst you here, you are about to see something you've not seen since you were born. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm speaking about something in your life. I don't know, it may be, I don't know what it may be, but something. Never, you haven't seen it before yet. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. What you have not seen yet, ever, may you experience it and receive it. You cannot buy it, you cannot earn it, you cannot find it, but God can give it to you. Receive it. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. All right. Now, you see, when it comes to money coming and money going, it's supernatural. If you don't believe in it, don't waste your time. I tell you, as for the church has money. You and the church, you are like 1,000th of the church. So you never think that, like, I'm coming to help the church. It's you who needs God. That's the basic truth. Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. You know, in heaven, I see something like a Have you seen something when you are grilling something, and then you use, is it a spatula or what do they use? Some tongs, skewers. I don't know what it is, but you use something to turn. Yeah, that's how your prayers are and your offering. So some of the kebabs or the sausages are prayers, and some of the kebabs are offerings, money. That's what the Bible says in Revelations, that the incense and the prayers of the saints and the incense were offered together to the Lord. Yes, in the book of Revelation. The smoke of the incense which came with the prayers ascended, the two. Yeah. You know, one day I was in the basement and I was supposed to have something. Then suddenly an angel came, you know, a real angel came to me in the basement. And the angel was holding a lamb, and the lamb was skinned. The fur had been removed, and it was just white, only white. And he was holding it. And clearly, the Lord said to me, what you were going to receive, which was a big thing, don't receive it. Give it as this lamb. Give it as a sacrifice. From that day, I became rich. Yes, from that day, I became wealthy. Oh, yes. It was a skinned lamb, white. Have you seen like white skin? Yeah, like that. I shouldn't take it at all. I should just give it away. I said, thank you, Lord. So, prayers, Revelations 8, verse 4. Beautiful. Your incense. And by the way, when they came to see Jesus, they came with frankincense. Frankincense is white incense. Frankincense is white incense. You can check your concordance, your Strong's. White incense. There's a special incense. Yeah. Whatever God says to you to give up, don't hold on to it. Holding on to what God says you should give up can make you poor, and giving what God says you should give can make you rich. You know, there are a lot of offerings I've given and things I've given. God didn't tell me to give, I just gave. But there have been those type of occasions where I should give this, or I should do this, and it was a blessing. So I'm not saying that God is always saying, but on these ones I remember them. As it comes to me now, I'm saying to you, I've never been poor since then. Oh yes. I was actually waiting to come and preach. I was waiting to come upstairs to come and preach. I don't know whether it's a miracle or some type of service. Then it happened. Oh yes. So there's somebody here, God told you to give certain things or something. You didn't give it. You know, you continue to battle. But the Lord is helping me to tell you, don't struggle. Now, by the way, some things, they are too difficult to give. You can't give. Like Isaac. I mean, but you see, there are many things that are lower than Isaac for you. You are here like that. Come to me now. I want to pray for you quickly. You know, God has told you to give, but you didn't give. I need to pray for you quickly, please. There is a curse working in your life. Come, don't walk on a blue. Come and stand here. Just stand here. God has told you to give before, you didn't give, or he told you not to receive or whatever. Come. Okay, don't stand on my blue, please. Very important. Stand here. Right here. Lift your hands. There's a curse that is working. And today, I'm going to just pray for you. But you know what my prayer is? My prayer is that God help you to give what He says you should give, so that, you know, whatever is, you know, when you hold something too long, have you noticed if you hold somebody, even somebody you love, you hold the person's hand, after your hand begins to sweat because you are holding on too long, too much. Father, thank you. The curse is broken. I break the curse. I break the curse. I break the curse. I break the curse. Satanic curse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you have held, you shouldn't have held it. The rod has turned into a snake. I said the rod has turned into a snake in your hand. You were asked to throw it down, and it has become a snake in your hand. In the name of Jesus, let that power that forces you and causes you to hold what you shouldn't hold, let it be broken. Receive supernatural strength to obey the will of God. Receive it. Receive it. Jesus. 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 Receive it. Take it. It's flowing. It's flowing. In the name of Jesus. You know, what I'm saying is that some people are even going to die because of it. Yes. Some people are even going to die because of holding what God asks you to give. Because when the rod turns into a snake, you are bitten by the snake. What was helping you has become what is biting you. Father, I thank you for the end of this chapter. In Jesus' name, receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Lift her this way. This way. All right. Now, I want to just put him to the side. It's fine. It's okay. Doesn't. Listen. We want to receive our offering. We want to give 100 Ghana cedis. You know, there is somebody here. You know, we are taking an offering, but I'm also ministering healing from, watch out, security guys, you are standing there, what is your, now, some of us, listen, you know, you are supposed to learn how to give, but you can't give. And it's a bad thing, you know, that you can't give. You just can't give. Look, if you don't believe in the power of God, I beg you to stop coming to church. Because there's nothing here that is, you know, Bible says you err when you don't know the scripture or the power. So once you either take only scriptures but no power, or power, no scriptures, there's an error. There's something wrong somewhere. There's power that makes you see things. It's just a reality. You can't find somebody more logical in your thinking than me. That's how I am. But I've learned that, look, the power of God is so real. You got to believe in it. If you want to give 100 Ghana cedis, come and put it in this red basket here, the one here. A beautiful gift is coming to you. Please don't walk on my blue. Now you have seen the importance of colors in the church. Some of you are seeing the importance of colors. If you give it on your mobile phone, just do it on your phone and come. But don't bring your phone before you've done it. Somebody here with a breast disease. Come. Breast. Breast. Irregular, very irregular periods, very irregular periods. You know, if I mention the medical name, you will not know what it is. That's why I'm giving symptoms. Come to me, come to me. I want to just pray for you. I want to pray for you. Come, very, very irregular. Come here. If it's a little irregular, don't come. Very irregular, come. Stand here. Lift your hands. Jesus. Take it. I speak to your bodies. Shkala masubala. Jesus. Careful. Watch. Jesus. Power is flowing. Receive. I break every evil spirit. Hey, I fight you. I fight you. Come out. Evil spirit, come out now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of barrenness, go. Go. Pulas. Skamanga. Skomanda. Shkebalabas. Be loose. Be healed. Be healed. Jesus. 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 Leave her down, leave her down. Jesus. 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 This is just offering. You want to give 50 Ghana cedis as an offering. Listen, the church doesn't need your money. You need God. Father, those who are supposed to give 50 cedis, bless them and touch their hearts to know what to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Come, if God has called you to give 50 cedis, prayed for you over here, you can go back to your seats. Ladies, thank you. Your spirit is agitated, but after the service I will meet you and I'll pray for you. I won't call you to come forward, but your spirit is agitated. I'll meet you before I go, and I'll pray for you and you become calm, but you don't know who you are. I'll meet you. Say that he that sleeps with a prostitute has become one. Every bed that is in the prostitute, anything, and you join. That's the danger of sex. It's actually a spiritual thing. Put your hand on your stomach. Any sexual encounter that has exposed you to a bad spirit, I break that power now over your life. Any spirit that agitates you and tickles, stimulates you and edges you, I bind it in Jesus' name. Be healed. I cast out devils in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Now, you don't have 50 Ghana cedis. You know, I just like to take the offering this way because it gives us a bit of time. You don't have 50 cedis, but you want to give 20 cedis. Somebody here, you've not given 20 cedis before. Stand up and come. You've given 20 cedis. I don't mean you. I say you haven't done it before. It hasn't happened before. Today is the first day. Come. 20 cedis. Those are only the people I'm calling. Come. Come. You have never given 20 cedis before. Come. And don't go back. Stand here. I'm going to pray for your financial lives. Stand here. Like their offerings, you've never had 20 cedis to give before, but tonight you will give 20 cedis for the first time. is going to open a door. It's not going through. Okay, when you go home, send it. Like, I'm talking about the value 20 cedis. You've never given an offering of 20 cedis before. Come, and that is if you want to give it now. I'm not saying, I'm not praying for you, but you want to give 20 cedis today. You've not given an offering of 20 cedis before, since you've been in the church. This is the first time you are giving 20 cedis. I need you to come. That is if you want to give. And I'm going to pray for you, because I feel that a curse, how many will agree with me that a curse, a barrier, something like a concrete, I see something like a concrete wall that is used to make a dam, is being broken. Yes. Lift your hands. If you've given 20 cedis, but that, you are not supposed to be here. You see, if you come and join them, before you realize, the thing will leave somebody and join you. Lift your hands. Father, whatever was holding back the blessing for these people, financially, in any way, I break it now in Jesus' name. Let a bomb, a spiritual bomb, fall on the people's wall, the wall that is surrounding them, to make them poor, so that they can never give ever in their life 20 cedis offering. Let that wall break now in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, you are going home with a solution and a change. There's nobody that I've prayed for tonight who is not going home with something tangible. Yes. Believe. You see, Jesus said, whosoever shall say and shall not doubt, he shall have whatsoever he say. Say, I receive it. In Jesus' name. Your door to riches is open tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go back to your seat. Those who you've given 20 cedis before and you want to give 20 cedis tonight, come now. You can now come. Don't walk on my blue, please. You can come now. Give me one more basket on this side. Very hot. There's no air conditioner in your life, but you also have not planned. I don't know how. It's not in the future projections. I think you may be a lot of people like that here. If you are here like that, stand up. So I just pray for you where you are standing. But I feel the need to pray for air conditioning for some of us. Stand up if you don't have air conditioner and you are feeling hot. Very hot. Yes. In your house. I mean in your house. Not in the church. Not in the church. I mean your house. Where you sleep. Father. Oh. Thank you for supply of everything that we need. In the name of Jesus, the Savior. Give us air conditioners. let us not feel hot again. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Be seated. You'll not feel hot again, because I've prayed for you. God will answer my prayers. Amen. Now, you have 10 cities. You want to give 10 cities. Come. In 10 days, there is going to be a miracle in your life. Come. Put it in. 10 days time. Mark today. In 10 days, you're going to see something. Cities. Come now. No coins. 5 Ghana cities. Are going to come around with whatever else you want to give to the Lord. How many know that you are helping to build all this? You see, when I start to say building and all those things, it's no more the miracle part. It's your Christian duty. But all this I've been doing is miracles. Miracle offerings. Take out your Christian duty. And everybody give something. The ashes are going to come around. And I believe we're going to have a song at least. How many want at least one song? Yeah. Lift it up. Beautiful. Father, thanks a million as we give our offering today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Ashes, receive the offering.
Beloved, how I love you so. I have Follow Christ. It isn't easy, but your cross and follow Christ. Oh, beloved, I thought when I found you, I wouldn't notice other girls no more. But I seem to notice them all the more. Is there something wrong with
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.